Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All right, Peter, do you know the origins of that old saw, "I am no spring chicken"?
I do not. Although you're right about that, Scott, you are no spring chicken.
Oh, point to Peter O'Dowd. Spring chicken means someone no longer young. And centuries ago, chickens born in the spring were considered more tender. So when farmers tried to unload their older winter chickens, the buyers were like, wait a second.
Ah, that's right. That's no spring chicken, mister.
There you go.
There's a reason we're talking about this, people. Hang tight.
The reason is Kathy Gunst is here, our resident chef here to talk about chicken dishes this season. Kathy, you're back. Hello.
I am back. I am also no spring chicken.
That makes three of us. So, Kathy, what are these spring chicken recipes you're talking about? Do you need these young chickens to make them?
You do not. I mean, if you have a local farmer who is, what do they call it, harvesting chicken this time of year, it would be great. But you can use any type of chicken. And the thing that distinguishes these three recipes is that they are lighter and greener than your winter prep of maybe a roast chicken or chicken parmesan. And these use all kinds of fresh herbs and greens and bok choy. And I love all of them.
And Kathy, I have to talk about your recipe you sent over yesterday for braised chicken. We made it at home last night. Braised chicken with fresh leeks, artichokes, spring herbs. Oh my goodness, so tender. Tell us about it.
Scott, I'm so impressed with you. Scott sent me a photo today. It looked spot on. This is a very delicate, almost spring-like dish where you use chicken thighs or breasts, you brown them, and then to braise them means that it's in liquid, a stock, but you don't cover them. It's not like a soup. The stock cooks down with leeks, bottled marinated artichokes, garlics, and then I add parsley, chives, tarragon, and thyme. And this is just, it's very satisfying, right? And comforting, but also kind of spring-like and light.
It's so light. My parents were over, and they loved it. I mean, it just kind of melts in your mouth the way this recipe works. So I didn't get all the fresh herbs I needed here. Could not find tarragon, went to two stores, and only had half of the fresh parsley. So with the full fresh herbs, you know, how much better would it be?
Yeah, just a bit brighter, but I'm still giving you an A+. I'm so impressed that you did it. It's just great. And
I'll take it. My GPA needs work. Thank you.
Okay, good. You're on. All right. Next, you have to make chicken Milanaise, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, this will be a favorite, too. Essentially, you take a chicken breast, and don't get scared of this, you cut it in half. You push down with one hand, take a sharp knife, and you cut horizontally. And then you pound it with a meat pounder. You could use a wine bottle, an olive oil thing. You just want to get it thin. You also can now buy pounded chicken cutlets, and you very lightly dip it into flour and then beaten eggs and then crispy panko breadcrumbs. And the chicken is shallow fried, not deep fried, in olive oil until it's crispy on the outside but really tender inside. So you get this crunchy chicken cutlet, but you then top it with spicy arugula leaves that you've tossed in balsamic vinegar and olive oil, and then thin shavings of Parmesan cheese. So you get all these really bright, intense flavors with a great texture.
And before we get to the last one, I just want to clarify, when you say cut that chicken breast in half, you mean sort of the thin way, right? So it butterflies out?
Absolutely. Thank you, Peter. Yes, you want to make two thin cutlets from one chicken breast. Exactly.
All right. Sounds great. Now, you have a stir fry in mind. Go over that one. And, you know, do people need to have a wok in order to make this dish, first of all?
You don't need a wok, but it will be better if you have a cast iron skillet or a heavy skillet. My dear friend Grace Young, who wrote the beautiful book Breath of a Wok, talks about getting a wok hot enough wok hay, it's called, it's the life force. So you heat a wok or a skillet till it's very hot. You've marinated, again, chicken breasts or thighs with a bit of soy sauce and cornstarch and ginger and a little bit of Chinese black vinegar or Weiss wine vinegar. Stir fry it with bok choy, which are small, almost cabbage-looking Asian greens, and they are crunchy and bright, and you add scallions, and then at the end you add salted peanuts. My. So we're always going for texture and color and flavor and brightness. And all three of these chicken dishes use completely different techniques and flavor profiles, but they all share that brightness.
Yeah. And Kathy, couple seconds. Any advice on how to pick chicken at the store?
Fresh, they're labeled, make sure the date is good. If you have a local farmer, go that route. And if you can, buy organic.
Kathy Gunst is a resident chef at Here and Now, and her recipes are at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you as always. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Great to talk to you both.